Senator Lisa Murkowski last night conceded her reelection bid. In a hastily called press conference after many of the state's absentee questioned and early ballots had been counted, the senior senator said she did not foresee a scenario where the Republican primary would turn out in her favor.
And that is a reality that is before me at this point in time. And for that reason, and for the good of the state of Alaska, which is, this is what this is all about, it's for the good of the state of Alaska, I am now conceding the race for the Republican nomination. I've shared that information with Mr. Miller just a few moments ago.
Throughout the day, the election night ballot count had changed in her favor by only 38 votes at the time of her concession. She had won in 21 House districts, mostly in Southeast and Anchorage, but not by enough votes to balance her losses in Fairbanks, the Kenai Peninsula, and Matsu. At the end of the day, Joe Miller was still in the lead by a 1,630-vote margin. That's about 1.5% of the total 104,000 votes cast. During her 7-minute speech, Murkowski thanked the people around the state who have supported her over the years, as well as the volunteers and staff in Anchorage and in Washington. She said it's now time for her to complete her job she was elected to.
We've got legislation that's going to be before us in Washington, D.C. when we get back in September. I know for a fact that some of the casework that we're working on here, we got 600 some odd outstanding files where we are providing that help, that assistance to Alaskans all over the state. That work is going to continue. And we're going to make sure that we hold the federal agencies accountable to the people of Alaska. We're going to keep doing our job for the people of the state that we represent.
Murkowski said she plans to return to Alaska after her term is over.